Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At the end of 2020, and it's time for our annual review of what's going on or has gone on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Okay, well, somebody want to explain that?
I just got so confused. Oh my
what
gosh.
In the world is going on there? Wow. Okay,
well, it's
so
not the end of 2020, right? We're
no.
further along.
Where in the world would that have come from in the first place? It sounds like somebody needs to nuke that studio there and
figure
out. Yeah. Okay, let's blame China. Good idea. Excellent. Jennifer Horn is here to blame China. Victoria Keane is here to blame China. Jay Kirshner is here to blame China.
Nope.
Doug Steffen, happy to blame China.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't blame anyone.
You don't? Well, in this case, well, probably. The reality is that we need to be more careful about what we buy and where we're placing our emphasis, because I saw a report yesterday, actually, about the Chinese infiltration not only into agriculture but into business in general. And I think that I wished I had found it yesterday, frankly, when we were on the air, because I would like to have talked a little bit more about patriotism and how it applies to American business, because I think that the rub here for us to maintain our status in the world as far as the economy is concerned is to realize and do something constructive and positive about the reality, the relationship we have with China. Not only us, but the rest of the world. Waking up to what they're really all about. We've been really asleep, kind of put asleep, and they put us to sleep because with their pricing on how to build things and make things and that sort of thing, it became very, it's like an aphrodisiac. Okay, we can go over there and make all this money. Wow, isn't that great? Well, look at the fix that we're in now. And it continues with all kinds of irregularities. And so I think really one of the things that we keep either Jay in terms of a post on social media, a question on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook having to do with patriotism and whether it's patriotic or not patriotic to be doing business, our businesses in America, corporations in America, to do business with China. At this point, it seems to me that I would at least categorize it as being unpatriotic, and maybe we
or at least instead of requiring, because what's not American is requiring people to do business in a certain way, but incentivizing people to do business at home. And that's what we used to do. And then somehow in the 90s, we started sending those incentives overseas. And that so companies who are trying to make money, who are trying to stay afloat, are going to go for the cheapest possible labor. It's so much better if we can figure out how to incentivize allowing people to do business here.
That's an interesting point.
It also shouldn't feel like you won the lottery when you turn a product over and it says made in the USA, because that's how I feel. I feel like I'm elated if I find something that I want and it's made in either the US or Canada or like some other friendly country like, you know, Italy or something like that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't feel that way anymore.
Remember,
it's like a treasure hunt.
Well, that's a really good play on words and a good way to put it, Victoria. The business of the Japanese making things. Remember how that? I remember that really upset my father and other people. Ah, buy that stuff made in Japan. And then Toyota came along and became the darling of the auto industry, not only there but here and everywhere else around the world. And they, you know, kind of ate our lunch when it came to General Motors and Ford. And Chrysler.
I feel like all through the 90s, the Toyota Camry was like the number one car.
Yeah, everybody.
Right? Everyone had. Yeah. My dad refused. My dad was one of those, only had, you know, a Cadillac
American
or a Lincoln
car.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sort of lame, but for a while, American cars were like, oh, you have a Ford?
Right.
Yeah.
My mom only drove
like
Oldsmobile.
A Toyota or a Honda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my mom only had an Oldsmobile, and we were like, you have an Oldsmobile? Like, come on, like, get a Honda. Because
right.
everyone else had one.
I remember the first car I had was a Pontiac Grand Prix. Then I owned a couple of Buicks. I had a Cadillac. I had all of that sort of stuff. And then somehow or other, when I was married, I had an older Mercedes, and I found a twin to it. So Tony drove a Mercedes. It looked just like mine, cream-colored. Mine had a stick shift. Hers had an automatic. And then I started buying those, you know, that sort of car. And then the Jeep Wagoneer came along when the kids were getting bigger, and that became the go-to car for me. That's what I was driving, and I had pickup trucks, obviously, on the farm. But I have, then in the mid-90s, I started driving Range Rovers that are made in England and still are, even though they're not an England-owned company. And you look at the parts, if you were to get each car comes with a manual and a parts thing. When you look at it, if you ever look at the manual for your car, you'll see all kinds of things in there that are made in China. And then we had that thing about things. Remember when, I don't remember who was president, I think it was George Bush, the old man. All the companies going to Mexico. Oh my God, look at the washing machines are made in Mexico. Now we feel thankful to buy a washing machine that's made in Mexico. And the same thing is true, you know, with a lot of stuff that's made in Europe, which is more, I know that's the way I felt, a couple of things that I've bought. But anyway, to summarize, patriotism as we think about it, this is 4th of July week. A lot of people are off on vacation this week. This is the week in the year where more people take off than any other time. You find a lot of businesses just closed. Everybody takes vacation this week. So it's time for us to think there are more people listening to the program that might otherwise not listen to it. So maybe as they find us either on stations that don't normally carry us, or maybe you're up in a time when you can listen to us or the DJV download, whichever, djvshow.com, you get our points of view, which are often not in agreement with each other, which is healthy, with reasons as to why we don't agree. Although there is something I think we can all agree on, this situation with a Florida condo. The death toll now is 27. This is one of the things. So they wrecked the rest of the building. How they expect to find more people with more rubble on top of the rubble that was already there?
Well, because it wasn't rubble on top of the rubble. They cleared away the rubble from the other half of the building that was still standing, and it actually cleared the way for them to search underground in the garage, and they were able to find three more bodies that way. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So put yourself in this situation. Yesterday, Jennifer, when you weren't with us, we were talking about the building around the country, all of the emphasis of building condos and homes and things on water. I was telling the story about taking a trip to upstate New York and the Finger Lakes and seeing what a beautiful part of our country that is. The beauty is, if you're able to travel, a lot of people are doing American destinations this summer. Certainly, if anybody took off last year, and not many people did, they tried to keep themselves at home. At home, I mean in America. But the more you allow yourself to see what beauty there is in this country, it's really pretty amazing how we get all of this stuff that's available. And I think that's part of the attraction, not only the lure to people from outside of our country who come here to work or have jobs and stuff, but when they look around and see what we have here in comparison to most countries, the diversity in topography. I was really taken back at how beautiful. I've driven in every state in the country, but I've never driven in that part of New York through the Finger Lakes. And it just astounded me. Plus, there's a lot of great farms up there, and that always appeals to me as well. But if you're able to take advantage of taking a trip to some place in this country where you haven't been before, then by all means do it. But what the focus here on what's on the coastal plain and all these buildings that are being built, some of them are not particularly securely, as you can see, especially in Florida, the beaches there, when you go south of Daytona, the coral reefs, which is where, you know, these towers are built on the coral reefs, so they have to pound steel girders into the ground so that they are set onto the coral reef, because certainly nothing's going to stand up in the sand. And I can only conclude from what I know that the building here was not completely solidly in place on top of a coral reef. Otherwise, it wouldn't have cracked and fallen apart the way. And it could be the construction, the re-rotting and stuff, the steel composition of what went into building it wasn't maybe, who knows, somebody could have been on the take. They weren't checking well enough. It's all moot at this point. But there are a lot of lessons here, I think, right? I mean, think about where you are, Jennifer, on the coast in California. Every place that's built. I mean, I'm thinking of that place in Santa Monica that was right up the street from where I lived in the canyon. And it's 27 stories. Now, there's two or actually there's two or three of them. One of them is 27 stories. It's built on, you know, you can see the stilts. And then you go up the coast of to Malibu and you see all of the houses that are built. I don't know how they do it, actually. They build them on the, remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the Lethal Weapon movie, the first one, where they ripped the house down that was the bad guy lived in? Was on the side of a hill, and they just took the chain to the one of the steel stilts, and the whole house went crashing down.
Yeah.
Remember that? I mean, how much of that?
I think, look, when you look in L.A., you see these houses that are perched up on hillsides, and you go, gosh, who would want to choose that as their place? A lot of people spend a lot of money to live in those houses. But you hope that everything is up to code. I think what people are finding out now, or we're finding out right now about the building in Surfside, is that they were not up to code. They used less steel than they were supposed to. There were lots of violations along the way.
How do they get away with that? That's the question.
Right.
How do they get away with
that? And, you know, I think the answer is government red tape, right? I mean, yeah. They were told. Well, first of all, I don't know how they were able.
People on the take.
Yeah, I don't know how they were able to build with less rebar and steel than should have been used. That, I have no idea. But what I can tell you is that they were told in, 2018, I think, that they were supposed to make repairs, and they had just started the process on them in April. And, you know, that tells me you can slow walk a lot of things. You have to get the government in. You have to get people to approve things. You know, you slow walk doing that, and then
the board, the building board, the board of the co-op, the housing board. Had nothing to do with local politics, because they were all approved for everything, but it was the local board that from the building that kept fighting, and like five people resigned or something like that from it because they just couldn't agree, and the number got up to $15 million in repairs is what they had allocated for it, but they just never got it going.
Yeah,
so it's
that happens a lot
in
those buildings. All right, let's see how we're doing. Since the last time we talked about Navaj and the air we breathe, being conscious, there are a lot of things that have happened. Just springtime and summertime and pollution and allergens and viruses and all of that stuff that pass through your nose. Jennifer's got one of these Navajes. Jay has one that she actually stole from her father. Shame on you. I'm not supposed to say, excuse me. And then Victoria, who always has something great to say about how proper the nasal cleansing is with Navaj, the only nose cleaner with powered suction. So breathe more clearly, sleep better, feel better, and healthier overall. That's the promise that we give you from Navaj. If you'd like to find how you get one of these things for yourself, there's so much better than the neti pots and all that other stuff that's messy. This is not. And it's all natural. What you stick in your nose is going to clean up everything. Navaj.com is the website. That's where you purchase them. That's where you find out about them. So do yourself a favor and your family a favor, because everybody in the family, somebody will see you using it and they want to use it themselves, and everybody can. Navaj, N-A-V-A-G-E, at Navaj.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three after the hour here on Tuesday, July the 6th. Happy, yeah, we can say it all week. It's vacation week and it's the 4th of July. It's Independence Week, if you will. And that's a part of what's trending. A lot of things are trending, actually. And we have some events that we want to talk about as we go through the trending things from our perspective. Twitter. Why do I do it's a Twitter time. Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. So we have the story of a tragic accident to start with right after this.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Data.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so Ms. Kirshner, this story about, I'm trying to pronounce his name, maybe I should leave it to you, you probably can do a better job, this sad story about the fellow that was a goalie in the NHL. How do you pronounce his name?
Matisse Kivlinix.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, he was only 24 years old, somebody who, you know, 4th of July, people setting off fireworks, and it seems like there's always deaths, injuries, lost fur babies, and unfortunately Matisse died when he and some friends were in a hot tub and there were fireworks being set off, and one of the mortar-style fireworks misfired, And the original report, everybody tried to jump out of the hot tub and, you know, take cover. And the original report from the police in Michigan was that while fleeing the hot tub, he slipped on the concrete and hit his head.
Ugh.
But the medical examiner reported
it. It's even worse.
Yeah, but the medical examiner reported in the preliminary autopsy results that it was actually, the cause of death was chest trauma from the blast.
Really?
That hit him.
I have a friend who...
When will people learn? Like,
well,
people
it's,
miss,
but, it's like the
fingers,
shiny object like, on the street, Victoria. People love the... One of the guys that worked for me left early yesterday so he could go see the fireworks. And I said, what do you care about the fire? Oh, it's exciting to watch them. It's patriotic and yada, yada, yada.
Well, but that's if you're, yeah, okay. So if it's that, you know, the family that, I forget the name of the family, the Italian family that famously does the Macy's parade. Okay, that's one thing. You let the professionals handle it. But I'm talking about when will these guys stop buying fireworks and doing this kind of stuff? I mean,
it's a macho thing.
I think the more people, like, get crazy about not doing it, like L.A. said no fireworks again
right. This
year.
Same
for
here.
The second year in a row.
Yep.
So what happens? People go, well, screw that. I'm going to do their get own. Something
yeah,
else.
They can
right?
go over the border and buy them in any state that
I mean, you go to Nevada,
California.
You can go to, yeah. right, you can go wherever, and yeah. you have people who are, like, in business selling these illegal
yeah, they go
fireworks.
To the, they buy them and they go to the border, and you can just cross over the border, like in Victorville. That's a perfect place to go
like
buy.
More than ever. There were, like, bad air quality alerts in Los Angeles mm-hmm. because so many people
right.
do them illegally.
Yeah.
Well, it's something to contend with. I tell the story every year about the fireman who had the party at his house, and he bought a lot of fireworks, and supposedly he was in charge, and one of them didn't go off, so he stuck his head, and he looked down the tube, and it went off and blew his head off. There were 140 people watched that happen.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So what's the word to the wise is sufficient. You like to think that was the case. But here's another example of something like this happening that didn't need to happen. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars' forthcoming full electric flagship SUV will have industry-leading safety technology as standard as the company sets a new benchmark for automotive safety. The fully electric successor to Volvo Cars' XC90 is to be revealed in 2022. It'll come with state-of-the-art sensors, including LiDAR technology developed by Luminar, and an autonomous driving computer powered by the NVIDIA Drive Orion system on a chip. As standard. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
The Olympic Games begin July 23rd, with organizers determined they will go on even with a reduced number of spectators or possibly none at all. With tens of thousands of visitors coming to a country that is only 13.8% fully vaccinated, fears that the Games will spread the virus continue to grow. An airplane with 28 people on board crashed into the sea Tuesday off Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula as it was preparing to land. Several ships were en route to the crash site. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's get an update on the Surfside, Florida partial tower collapse last month. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower now stands at 28 after search and rescue teams pulled more victims from the rubble of the 12-story structure. Another 117 remain unaccounted for. Search efforts were periodically paused on Monday as the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa brought rain and lightning to the area. At a news conference Monday evening, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava praised the rescue crews, saying they've pushed ahead through many difficulties.
For 12 days, fire, smoke, and now wind and torrential rain. They are continuing the mission and the search of the collapse area. They've worked under this great difficulty, and they have pulled shifts to rotate because that's how much they want to be out there searching. The first responders are the most frustrated by any delays we have experienced. Truly, they live to save lives.
The Montreal Canadiens avoided a sweep of the Stanley Cup Finals Monday night as they defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime in Game 4, thanks to Josh Anderson's game winner. Filmmaker Richard Donner, who directed 1978 Superman and mastered the Lethal Weapon franchise, has died in Los Angeles, California, Monday. He was 91. Steven Spielberg said being in his circle was akin to hanging out with your favorite coach, smartest professor, fiercest motivator, most endearing friend, and staunchest ally. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Heard me say it before, but I'll say it again probably several times during the course of the program today. It's Tuesday, July the 6th. You're listening to the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug, Stephan, Jay, Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are here as we... I'm looking at an article by your father, Jay, called The Care and Feeding of the Radio Star, which for Jay, for you, those of you who don't know, Mike McVeigh is probably the most well-known radio consultant in the business and happens to be Jay's father and happens to be the consultant for this program. That isn't how she got her job. Well, I suppose in a manner of fact it is, because I wouldn't have known you existed if it weren't for your father. But she's here because she knows what she's doing and not because I'm not really, as you know, and Jennifer can attest to this, I'm not much on nepotism. If you're good, you're good. And that's pretty much my attitude toward, you know, all of these things that we've been talking about. I remember early on, I started doing talk in 1974, and the big thing at that time was a discussion about affirmative action. And what was, you know, because it was after about 10 years after the first 1964 Martin Luther King things, and people sort of settled in. So then there were quotas for school and quotas for jobs and quotas for this and quotas for that. And I never went for that stuff. I always thought, okay, it didn't make any difference whether you were of certain religion or your skin color, any of that stuff, opportunity needs to be equally given, and also people being offered jobs need to be qualified. And so that's always been sort of the up and the down of this. And there have been a lot of people that have come to me through the years who wanted to work on the program who weren't very good. I've had a few of them on the air. I've had relations with a few of them. And just,
ew,
you know, assuming, well, yeah, what do you mean? You know.
Because Doug only, now he only hires awesome. So, and this, right. This is not how any of us got our job, by the way.
Right.
Lucky right. Doug. Exactly. Well, so that was the point I was trying to make, maybe awkwardly. All right. Well, that's enough of that.
Maybe.
Let's go on into the
I
situation.
I broke the glass ceiling. I didn't have a relationship with you to get in front of the
microphone. You go, Jen.
Yeah. There it
yeah.
is. The eye of the fire. In the Gulf of Mexico, this is something that actually started, what, over the weekend? When did this thing, the fire, start? It's been brought under control anyway, but what's the background here, Victoria?
Yeah, so I think 5:15 a.m. local time on Friday, this was off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula in the Gulf of Mexico. That's when this gas leak caused a fire that... It was so surreal when you see the images of it, and because of the holiday weekend, it's probably the best timing for this because the story kind of got buried with everything else. And this company that is running, they're like the official, the state-run oil company, Pemex in Mexico. They're in charge of this. They have a very dodgy history of industrial accidents at their facilities, and to say the least, this is not exactly a company that you would, you know, want to hire, but... Here we are. They're in charge, and so they blamed that this was a gas leak, and but here's the thing that drives me nuts. They claim that it didn't generate any spill, but yet when they were asked by Reuters and other news agencies, well, what was actually burning on the surface of the water then, they had no explanation. So something clear. When you look at the images, the ocean was on fire. There's no other way to describe it. There was a big fire hole in the middle of the ocean. So
how do you do that?
Exactly. And so to claim that nothing spilled from the gas leak, I don't even know. I don't know. Blame it on lack of translation, maybe, or something. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to say, but it's clearly a lie. And again, this is, you know, the Gulf of Mexico has had so many problems, whether it's oil spills from rigs that have caught on fire or now the gas leak. And this just once again decimates, you know, an entire ecosystem in the Gulf, plus all of the fishing and, you know, the shrimp business and everything that happens and the tourism all along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. And so, you know, the Gulf has been through it. The Gulf has been through a lot. So, you know, remember when they had the big oil spill, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and no one could eat Gulf shrimp for like 3 years? I mean,
the Gulf with Katrina, because it is the way it's constructed in a topographical sense, it attracts those land masses, sort of suck in, because of the humidity, these sorts of storms that go all around the panhandle and on the Texas coast down to Galveston and up there, that whole area.
Well,
is
right, but a storm doesn't ruin the fish and the shrimp and you know, the ecosystem. The storm is the storm.
Well,
that's natural.
No, it does affect the ecosystems in a lot.
Okay, but not as much as an oil spill.
I'm not suggesting that it is. I'm just saying that area.
Yeah. No, I know. It's difficult.
But you're not
going to
have progress, Victoria. What's the solution to the problem? Okay, so having better pipelines or better ways of transferring energy from one place to another. It's clear
yeah,
that
I think that's
these
a good
companies,
start.
You know, it's better. But what? What is it? If it's not a pipeline, they have these gas tankers that carry the stuff from one place to another. They transform, the gas becomes liquefied. They put it in the belly of a tanker. They bring it to a port, and then they offload it, and it becomes gaseous again. There are trucks that you see, Praxair trucks all over the place. That's liquid oxygen or liquid nitrogen or liquid gas, natural gas. And those things are the accident. You've heard, remember all the trains that have, the same capacity of carrying this stuff. So if a train goes off the track, in some place and explodes, what kind of a mess does that make? And there's no perfect way to do this. I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't do a better job, because we certainly can and ought to. But the whole business of greed and corruption and all that stuff plays into this. It plays into the business in Florida. It's, you know, we have a wonderful, we can look high on the hill and say, yes, this is the way it ought to be done. But human nature being what it is, greed and corruption are part of it. How do you get that out of our psyches? Because that's
really
what this
is about. Well, this company is this, like I said, it's the state-run oil company in Mexico. So this is not just affecting Mexican enterprise. This is affecting all of the fishing and the tourism businesses. This kind of stuff affects the Florida Panhandle. This affects Louisiana.
Question.
I mean, this is something that this is an international incident now. This isn't just, you know, this is didn't happen in a vacuum. And for this company
but
to have a very long record. Well,
we all know how corrupt Mexico is. Mexico is one of the most corrupt countries on the planet.
I understand
good
that.
Good luck changing them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that there should be something, you know, whether it's sanctions or whatever it is, but there has to be some oversight into this company. This one company, specifically Pemex, has had a very long history of lots of accidents. And so it just, something has to be done. We can't just keep letting the ocean catch on fire. It's ridiculous.
So here, one of the things I'm just thinking about, okay, we're going to sanction China, we'll sanction Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things.
We're going to sanction here and sanction there. What about who's going to be left for us to
But no one really owns the oceans. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, we don't own the oceans. And so it's a really tough thing for the United States to go in and say, well, we're going to come in and do this for XYZ. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I think all of those things about Pemex are true. But, you know, unless you just put the pressure on the Mexican government, and I don't know if you can even do it, if you can even put sanctions on them for this. I'm not even sure how that would work. I mean, it would be about our consumer habits, about maybe using Pemex products, but...
Well, I'm mostly concerned about, you know, the because we've had so many setbacks with businesses and the fishing and industries down in the Panhandle, and that's what their livelihood is. So it's just my major concern is how this is going to affect business down there.
So you go to international court and you sue these people, whether you get anything out of them or not.
Well, there's international maritime law. I mean, there's you know, you can't just blow up something in the ocean and expect no consequence. I mean, there are laws in place.
There were. It seems to me now that you're bringing that to the surface. It seems to me when you go back, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago when that rig blew up,
there were all kinds of major lawsuits.
BP had, now, what happened with them is, you know, they're probably still in court, and the only people who are making any money are the lawyers. That's probably what's going on with that stuff, because that's what happens with these deals. 43 and change after the hour. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resume fit your job description. Isn't that what you want? You got 135 skill sets that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates much faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marsys' Customer Loyalty Index. Find out exactly that. Joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marsys. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly retain them, by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is, so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I don't want to go back to something you were talking about because it left a bad taste in my mouth and the girls, I left the wrong impression or somebody could have gotten the wrong impression about the people who have been on the air with me. I saw something else.
Who emailed you?
I know, right? I was going to say, who sent you a note?
Someone
sent
you an email.
I'm reminded of Ed McMahon and his sort of position with Carson. And then I'm reminded Conan O'Brien sort of changed. McMahon became the brunt of a lot of jokes that weren't really necessarily the truth, but he, you know, he understood his relationship with Carson. He was very good at it. He knew who he was. And so I'm thinking about sidekicks at first because Jennifer's blonde. There was the thinking, oh, another giggle girl. Because that's kind of what has gone on, and it still does go on in some of these stupid...
Yeah, but
the stupid morning shows that have these women and men to a point. I remember how annoying it was to listen to Imus and the guys in the background, at everything he said. It's stupid, and it isn't real, but there is still some of that around. There's still, whether it's a syndicated program or whether it's a local program, you still hear these stupid... non-contributing voices with their laugh and stuff, and it just I don't know what it does for our business except make us sound foolish. And so, I mean, there's the three women who are on the air here with me all have specific jobs and specific points of view and specific ways of contributing here, and I think that if I could set the standard for anything, that's the standard that ought to be set. Then it doesn't make a difference whether you're a man or a woman, frankly. That's the other thing. But I like being surrounded by the three of you because you add a lot to it, and it has nothing to do with anything except what you bring to the table yourselves. So
and
I'm
sometimes
sort of,
we laugh at your jokes.
Yes, you do. And sometimes we laugh at each other's stuff, which is A-okay. Thank you very much.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Well, look at this. 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time for Tuesday on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here to introduce the lady of the moment, Victoria Keelan, who has done lots of research. We started talking about this ransomware attack. More of that stuff happened over the weekend. So what's the update on that? Who's getting who's getting it from whom?
Yeah,
Victoria?
So we really don't have many answers, but here's the latest update. So it's been 3 days since the ransomware attackers started over the holiday weekend by compromising, Kaseya, which is a company that runs IT solutions for lots of companies. I think they are operating in 10 to 15 different countries as well. And so they originally had said that they had about 200 businesses that had been affected, not all on a major level, but that 200 businesses were affected. But then the residual effect kind of turned out to be really more like 1,000 businesses, because it kind of trickles down to, you know, there's a grocery store chain in Sweden that still cannot process any credit card payments because the computer system is still shut down. So if you don't have cash and you can't use any of the grocery stores of that chain. Yeah. And so now the update is that Reval, which is that Russian-linked ransomware group that we've heard so much about, they're claiming responsibility for this, but they're doing it in a way that they've never done it before. First of all, they're demanding $70 million in Bitcoin in order to decrypt all of these affected devices. That is way more money than any other hacking group has ever demanded. They claim that they've compromised 1 million computers, and so it's obviously larger in scale than what we originally thought. But a lot of national security advisors. We've got the deputy national security advisor for cyber and emerging technology, Ann Neuberger. She followed up on an earlier comment that President Biden had made over the weekend. She said that the FBI and CISA will reach out to identified victims and to provide assistance based on an assessment of national risk. Other cybersecurity experts are saying,
excuse me,
hold up,
what
this
is
not...
What does that mean, assessment of national risk? I'm not sure.
Well, like the pipeline is a great example of national risk. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to reach out to U.S. companies to figure out, all right, how were you affected and how can this affect other national security? So that's one part of it. But then there are there's also some other cybersecurity researchers and experts saying that they have a lot of skepticism that Reval's even involved in this, which would tie back with what President Biden originally said, that when he got off the plane in Michigan over the weekend and he was asked about it, he said, well, the initial response from the intelligence experts was that this was not Russian linked. So he didn't specify what it was, but that this could be, this Reval claim could be a very easy ploy for them to try to grab $70 million in Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that they posted, I read the actual post, and it was like the friendliest thing. Hey, give us $70 million in Bitcoin, and within an hour, everyone will have access to their full systems again, no questions asked, and it'll be super easy, lickety-split. I mean, it's like, it was just such a, it goes against how they operate. And so a lot of people are skeptical now that it really wasn't Reval involved. They're just trying to take advantage and get some easy payments to, you know, freak out businesses.
Who is it?
Well, that's what the FBI and CISA, that's what they're still researching.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, Airbnb blocking a lot of bookings. We'll find out how that works and why after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so if you're an Airbnb-er or you got reservations, you better listen up to Victoria here.
Well, you may not get a reservation if you think that you're going to be planning a big party house, because Airbnb says they've blocked 50,000 suspicious bookings across 15 U.S. cities so far. They're cracking down on party houses. So they say, basically, if you're under the age of 25 and you don't have a history of positive reviews on Airbnb, you're not allowed to book an entire home listing, and especially if it's local to where you live. Because then they know, okay, you're just trying to have a party house. So if you rent in a distant city, they say that's okay. If you rent a smaller location more locally, that's also okay. But, you know, don't be stupid and think that you're going to be booking a whole house
of
that,
party. So it teaches something here. For you only got a couple of seconds, but how often is it that people are booking locally Airbnbs?
Well, that for party houses, a lot of people do that.
Really?
They have sometimes it's innocent. Family members come in. You want them to stay near you, but not in your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it happens a lot.
That's an interesting thought. Okay, well, see, you've added to our understanding of the situation. Thank you. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.